This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we're on show number 425 for May of 2021. And I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and I want to welcome you all to the show. And I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to listen as we talk about the travel business. Now, today's show leans a bit towards the new travel agent or those who are thinking about starting their own travel business. But even so, if you're an experienced travel agent, there's something that you'll also get out of the show as well. Because our guest today has built a successful travel business, and she offers many, many useful tips. But before we get into the interview, I want to pass along some data about where the travel industry is in comparison to 2019. First of all, hotel occupancy as of May 24th is at 59.1%, which is compared to 70.6% at the same time in 2019. TSA checkpoint data as of May 23rd is at 1,657,331, and this compares to 2019 at 2,515,992. The 7-day moving average for commercial flights is at 77,783 as compared to the same period in 2019, which was 115,797. And the open table state of the restaurant industry is down 14% compared to 2019. Now, the good news is that all of these numbers are trending upward when you look at a week over week or month over month average. So that's the good news. We're coming out of this. We're moving upwards. Now, before we get into the show, I hope you take an opportunity to connect with us on Facebook at our Facebook page at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And if you'd like to get the show notes in your email every month, then please visit our website and sign up at the link on the right-hand side of the page. We don't spam your inbox, and we definitely don't sell or give away your email. We send out the show notes just once a month, and that's when the show is published. You'll be the first to know with the email. And that is the only email you will receive from us unless there is something extremely important happening here, maybe with the show or something that's very noteworthy that we need to pass along to you. So we don't spam. Okay, if that's not enough, you can always email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And I welcome your input about the show, and I welcome your questions, so please feel free to drop me an email. So with all that, I want to move on into the interview portion of the show. So here we go. Well, hello, everyone. I want to welcome Michelle Cartwright to the interview portion of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and I'm excited to have Michelle with us. Michelle has some information to share with us about the travel business, and in particular, if you're a new travel agent or someone that's interested in that. I know that we do have several listeners that end up listening to the show because they've searched Google and are interested in the travel business. So we're going to have a discussion today about where that's going and how you can participate and what it looks like maybe in the future for travel agents. So I want to welcome Michelle Cartwright to the show, and I want to turn it over to Michelle and have her give us an introduction, kind of the backstory of Michelle Cartwright and her business.
Thank you so much, Barry. It's so great to be here. This is my first podcast ever. So kind of like getting into the travel industry. I got into the travel industry in 2013 as a brand new agent advisor. I had never used a travel advisor except to book my honeymoon flights and one cruise. So I had no business experience. No, in fact, my background is in education. And I just decided this is something I really wanted to do, and read a book about how to start a home-based agency. And that, I guess we're 8 years later, I am officially an advisor, and I have a whole lot more tools than I did to start out. But if I had known how difficult it was, I definitely would have gone a different route.
Yeah, you and I have some similar experience there. I think, when I started out, I was interested, so I was doing Google searches and found a course, Kelly Monahan's course on home-based travel agent, how to get it all set up. And that's when you do that, it's kind of like the 10,000-foot view. You don't get into the detail and the day-to-day, really the day-to-day operations of a business by doing that. But it was helpful, and once you jump in and get your feet wet, there's a lot to learn there.
I agree. I agree. The book that I used, it really just gave a brief overview of the industry, but it didn't really tell you how to go in and start, how to set up your business, whether you want an LLC or a corporation, and then how to run those day-to-day operations. Email templates, for example, that's just something I learned as I was in the industry, and I'm realizing I'm typing the same thing over and over and over again to my clients. It's time to start a template, time to make one, and then just fill in the blanks. So it's all those little nuances that nobody tells you unless you have that experience or have a mentor. It was a lot of reinventing the wheel for me. And I'll tell you what, life's too short to waste time. So I really wish that I had the opportunity to have a mentor or had worked in an agency before just starting and really jumping from the fire, into the fire from the frying pan.
Yeah, that having someone experienced by your side really means a lot, and somebody that you can bounce questions off from, and somebody that can tell you, well, here, I think you're going the wrong way with this. To have that frank advice is just so important.
I agree. I agree. I know it took me well over a year to feel confident that I was running my business, not just professionally, but running it efficiently and effectively. And it wasn't until I brought on my first team member, an associate agent, that I realized when I saw her grow, because she was new to the industry as well. She had no experience, but she was able to learn within a few months what it took me well over a year. And that's because she had, quite frankly, she had me guiding her. Now,
Right.
she still had to learn the industry, what suppliers to use, how to book vacations, the legal components. But I was there for her. I was that mentor. I was holding her hand, if you will. And it made me realize very quickly that if you have somebody there instead of just starting on your own, it's so much more efficient. And it saves you from costly mistakes.
Right. And there's questions, like insurance, and like you mentioned, legal documents, or corporate organization, and a lot of people forget. Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, we all realize we have to keep track of our money somehow, but how do you do it right? And those types of things. How do you do the accounting piece?
Well, exactly. And I think many of us that are not new to the industry, those of us that have at least a few years under our belt, When we see new advisors coming into our industry, and hey, let's face it, we need new advisors. We need the positive role models out here in the industry so that we can help consumers understand that we are a vital piece in their vacation planning. But what we see a lot of is people are clueless. New advisors are clueless, and I have spoken with many advisors that don't have any kind of corporate setup. They don't understand seller of travel laws. They're not doing their accounting properly. They're not separating their personal finances and their business finances. They're using the same credit card they use to shop at Costco or Walmart to purchase business expenses. So it's vitally important, I think, personally and professionally, that we do a better job supporting new to the industry advisors and elevating our professionalism, if you will.
Right. Now, when I started out, and I was in a time of transition from print advertising to social media types of things. Social media was just starting to come onto the scene when I started, but we're in a whole new world now. And one of the first questions that I had when I started was, how do I find the clients? I mean, you got to have a client to keep track of your money, so that's really the starting point. Where do you get those folks? And
Oh, well.
how do you differentiate yourself now, yourself as a travel advisor against the online sellers of travel, the big box sellers of travel? How do you differentiate yourself there?
Barry, that's a million-dollar question. And if I had the answer to that, I would be so busy with business that I wouldn't have time to do anything else. Let me give you a little backstory about me. I was in West Virginia when I started my business. I had been a stay-at-home mom the entire time I had lived in West Virginia. So I didn't come from a corporate world where I had so many leads. Potential clients that I could say, hey, by the way, I'm leaving corporate USA to start this business. Come follow me. Come be my client. No, I was in a small town, West Virginia, in a semi-rural area. And as some of our listeners may know, West Virginia is in a perpetual state of recession. And the town I was in, everybody was a working, just hard working class, not a lot of wealth. They were raising their family and going to maybe Myrtle Beach for their vacations. And when I say Myrtle Beach, nothing wrong with Myrtle Beach. Lots of people love Myrtle Beach. But they were spending maybe $1,500, $2,000 to go for a week in a condo and they weren't limited to just their family. Lots of their kids brought their friends. So how did I compete with that? Let alone get clients. That was challenging. But trying very hard to get myself out in the community, telling people what I did, and at that time I really focused on cruising and the Orlando theme park specifically. Disney World, I started piquing their interest. Many people in my area had not ever been on a cruise. So, piquing their interest, they'd be like, well, okay, can you give me a quote? Well, it certainly wasn't for their family of four or five. It was not even close to that $1,500, $2,000 they were spending on Myrtle Beach. But several of them said, you know what, we're going to give this a chance. We want to do something different. Let's go. I cannot tell you how important it is not to underestimate the value of word of mouth marketing because these few clients would eventually come back from these cruises or from Disney, and they had such a phenomenal time that before long, everybody knew it was Michelle Cartwright with Destinations by Design. That's who you go to for cruises. That's who you go to for Disney World. So it took me about 2 to 3 years to really see the fruits of my labor, and things started snowballing. I don't really do a lot of marketing, almost no paid marketing. I rely probably 99% on that word of mouth, and it does come back. It is a slower build, but the trade-off is I have incredibly loyal clients that continue to use me throughout the years, and they continue to refer new business to me. Part of the reason why they're so loyal is I know my job. I treat them like their friends and family, but professionally. So I like to say you get friendly but professional service. And it's about the whole experience. It's about me being myself and almost feeling like this intrinsic feeling of knowing how to read my clients so that they're drawn into me, to my business, so that they want to continue doing business with me. It's worked exceptionally well, but it's a very difficult thing, Barry, to start out, get those clients. There are lots of different ways we can do that. I mean, you can, for example, I was at the post office and I heard one of my now clients, but at the time I didn't even know who she was. She was talking to the postal clerk and asking them about passports. Well, this was not a passport receiving post office, and they were giving her advice that wasn't quite accurate. So I just stepped in, really stepped out of my box, my comfort zone, and I said, "Excuse me, I just opened a travel agency. I'm here in the area. I would love to talk to you about how to get your passport. And if there's anything I can do to help you, please feel free to call me. I'm happy to assist you." I gave her my card and she called me and she booked a cruise. And then the next year she booked another cruise, but she brought multiple family members. So we had several staterooms booked. And before long, this little tight-knit community, not only did they know that my client Jamie had booked the cruise, but she kept coming back and she was booking bigger and bigger cruises with me. And that word of mouth gets around. So I would say, don't ever be afraid to tell people what you do.
Yeah, that's a great marketing path and a great sales path. And the old adage is you have to have people get to know you and get to like you, then they get to trust you, and then they buy from you, and ultimately they refer you. And you just went down that path with your story there, and it's great. And I would agree, the personal connection is the best way to do it. Do you belong to any organizations or like churches, chamber of commerce, that type of thing, where you're out and where people may already know you, or where people can get to know you, and what advice would you give to the new travel agent in that regard?
Absolutely, you have to lean on the organizations and the circles that you belong to. I do have a church family. I'm a recent transplant to South Carolina, so I can tell you with experience that it was. I'm reinventing myself here in South Carolina. I'm in a neighborhood. So it's like, okay, I need to tell my neighbors what I do. And I'm in a fairly large neighborhood. So that makes it interesting. It almost feels like I'm starting over again, except I already have a nice client base from West Virginia and other places throughout the country because of this word of mouth marketing. However, now that I'm in South Carolina and starting at a new church, and of course, my goodness, we've had COVID. So I really do feel like a lot of new to the industry advisors feel starting out because I'm kind of restarting in a new area. But yes, definitely let them know at church, when you're in your community, let your friends, of course, your family should know. Let your neighbors know. I don't recommend just going up to people and saying, "Hey, I'm a boutique travel agency owner, and I'd love to earn your business." Sure, certainly bring that up, but I think it's vitally important that we establish a relationship first. Let it come naturally. Don't force it. There is a time and place to force it, of course. That's, if you're on a Facebook group, go ahead and let people know there if you're with your own business page. But to build those connections with people, let it come naturally. Let people know. If you're at the grocery store and you just happen to be in line, I wouldn't just shove it in their face, "Hey, I'm a travel advisor. Here's my card. Call me if you need something." But if you're chatting with somebody while you're in line or you're chatting with the cashier, and for me, I have a credit card that has a cruise ship on it. It's Royal Caribbean credit card, actually. And a lot of times when I take that out, people are like, "Oh my gosh, I love cruises." Or, "I've always wanted to go on a cruise." So that's when I say, "Oh my gosh, me too. I started cruising in 2007, and then in 2013, I decided I love travel so much that I opened up my own boutique travel agency." And they're like, "Really? You're a travel agent?" I said, "Yes, I am." And that usually, "Well, can I have your card?" So that's a more natural way to do it. And I would recommend wear a t-shirt that says, "I'm a travel agent," or like Carnival, for example, they have t-shirts that you can buy from their store, or wear a necklace. I have a necklace my mom gave me that says travel on it, and it's actually really pretty. And people say, "Oh my gosh, where did you get that?" And I say, "Oh, my mom gave it to me as a gift when I started my travel agency." And that always piques people's interest, or maybe not always, but usually piques people's interest. And it just is a more natural way to bring it up in conversation. So you don't sound like that used car salesman that most of us want to avoid.
Yeah. That reminds me of a story, and the story has stuck with me for many years because several years ago I was at a travel conference and I heard the story of a travel agent, and he was at his son's Little League baseball game, and I think this agent had a block of cabins set aside on a cruise, and he was there casually talking to people that he knew, people that he didn't know, and just brought up the fact that he had some rooms on a cruise, some cabins that he wanted to have other people enjoy with him. And oh, he ended up winning an award, I think, for doing things like that, winning an award at this conference. So it is that personal connection, and you're connecting with people all the time. I would think, little league games, your church, your organizations, your work, if you're working full time, or even if you're working part time somewhere else, you're out there connecting.
Absolutely. And I love how you said that about the Little League game. One tip, and I think this is an incredible tip that I found out kind of accidentally. No one really told me this. I just stumbled upon it. A few years ago, I told people that I was going to Alaska. And before I knew it, And I posted this on just my social media on Facebook saying, oh my gosh, I'm going to Alaska. Anyone want to go with me? And I was somewhat joking. And before I knew it, I had over 80 people booked on an Alaska cruise. And that was with no effort whatsoever. So I think it's a great tip to let people know that you're traveling. Now, if you want to go on a family vacation and you don't want your clients there, then obviously don't market that. But if you're at that little league game and you have some extra staterooms, or you just decide you want to build a big group, and it doesn't have to be a cruise. It could be maybe a trip to the Holy Land, maybe a trip to Disney World. Maybe you can get some group rates for a hotel. Maybe you're at that little league game and you're traveling. You could be the advisor that says, you know what, we're in travel ball. Let me see if I can get some group rates. And instead of paying, you know, rack rate for the hotel, I can do better. And maybe even say, and as a gift to the team, I'll gift them a portion of my commission. So if we can get at least 10 rooms, I'll donate, maybe it's $50. If we can get 20 rooms, I can do a couple hundred dollars, whatever it may be, but incentivize that, those kinds of trips, especially if you're doing like a little league, do it as a fundraiser.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, this is great. The personal connections, as I said before, are so important. And if you're just starting out, keep in mind, you know, where are you connecting with people? And then those conversation starters that Michelle just mentioned, the t-shirt, the necklace, you know, maybe a pin that you put on your jacket. And, you know, those are great things and great ways to start the conversation. And I like your story about getting people to travel with you.
I like that too. I need to do more of that, Barry, especially after COVID. And yeah. I think we can all agree that most of us lost money past year. But hopefully it's growing for people.
Yeah, you know, for somebody that's thinking about getting into the travel business, or maybe even more than thinking, maybe they've just started and they're wondering, you know, what in the world am I doing in a pandemic starting where people are locked down or have been? What in the world am I doing starting a travel agency here during this time? What advice would you give to those people with those thoughts?
You know, so many people say don't start an agency during this pandemic. And I'm going to disagree. And this may be, you know, maybe raise some eyebrows. No, it's not the ideal time. However, I like to say, you know, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. You know, I really do try to think positively and say, okay, you want to be a travel advisor, you want to start a travel agency, then go for it. And spend this time. People may not be booking, although I think they are booking more now. Mm-hmm. In fact, I know they are, at least with my business. But it's a great time to build and learn the fundamentals of your business. And this is a time when you can learn, when you can go maybe to the Small Business Administration's website, read some books about how to start a travel agency, get your forms and, you know, get your ducks in a row. Build a solid foundation so that by next year, as the world continues to open up, you have the perfect foundation to continue growing and to ultimately not look in for today and see, okay, maybe I have a client or two now, but look down the road, get all your processes together so that a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, maybe when you're a multi-million dollar agency, your foundation is so strong that you can handle, that you can manage this new business that's coming in. So it's a great time to come into the industry as far as building that foundation. Also, knowing that travel is starting to boom again. And I'm not sure about you, Barry, and what you're seeing, but in general, we're seeing a lot more interest. A lot of people are spending more money than they normally do because whether it's through the stimulus money that they've gotten, whether it's because they didn't spend a lot of money last year or any money on travel, plus they have this year's budget, people are saying, you know what, I'm tired of being home. I'm tired of being restricted. I want to be set free because I think humans at heart want freedom. And freedom to travel is, I think it's inherent in a lot of us.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I've noticed, or actually researched and understood, and it seems to be true, that for those people who have not been unemployed in over the past year and a half, they've built up their vacation time, because why would they take vacation time when they can't go anywhere? The money that they've put away for travel, like you said, they have last year's and now they have this year's, and they're ready to go. I mean, they're chomping at the bit to get out there and do something different and different, and not just travel one or two states away and stay in a campground, but something really different, and they're ready to do that.
I'm ready to do
Yeah,
that.
yeah.
Absolutely. And I have been traveling to show my clients and potential clients that travel is back. It may not be exactly the way in fact, it's definitely not exactly the way it was a year and almost a half ago, but it is returning. I've been to Disney, I've been to Universal, I've been to Mexico, and most recently to the Dominican Republic, showing people that this can be done. Let's go. If you're ready, if you're comfortable, I can send you just about anywhere in the US and the Caribbean that you want to go. And now that Europe is opening up, I have clients that are going to Great Britain, to Greece, to Croatia this summer. So people are itching at the, they're ready. They're ready. And they're
And they
spending more
are.
money. So I
Yeah.
hope that your listeners are seeing that and are taking advantage. Don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah. You know, for the new travel agent, you know, maybe somebody who's just thinking about dipping their toes in the travel advisor waters, or somebody that's maybe knee deep in it, and you know, trying to move along, trying to build that business. What can you do to help those people?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I read a book, and it's by the Oggs, Oggs,
Oh, yeah.
the How to Start a Home-Based Business. It was a great book, you know, to give a general overview. But of all the training I've done, and I have my CTA and my ACC through CLIA, my VTA through ASTA, they're all wonderful trainings. But it's not a substitution for that hands-on learning. And one of the things that I decided to do over this past year, after I got all the cancellations finished, because I think your experienced agents will know that took, I was working 80 hours a week when COVID first hit, just doing cancellations. And I did that for a couple months. And then thankfully, I got my time back. I got my life back. But during that time, I thought, well, how can I improve the industry. Again, I'm a teacher by trade and a biology teacher, actually, and I thought I want to help people. So I decided to start, I opened up the Savvy Advisor, and it's really a mentoring program. I do have a Facebook page that I'm going to admit I have not been active on during 2021, during the last few months, because I've been so busy. But it is a page where there is free advice, and there are some video tutorials on there to help, just tools to help implement in your business. But what I did is it's really a one-on-one consulting with newer to the industry agents to help them streamline, to help them build that foundation. I don't do the work for them. What I do is give them the tools and the guidance necessary to help them grow much quicker than I did. So they don't have to spend a year plus figuring out the ins and outs of how to run their business. So they have the tools that they really require to just hit the ground running. It's a lot of work, but I think having somebody, it doesn't have to be me, but having a mentor, even if it means working at a local travel agency, or maybe they have a current travel agent that they've used in the past who would be willing. Probably paid because it's a lot of work. You have to invest in your business. But I think it's, for me, it's been very fulfilling helping people. It's not this group environment where we have 10 or 20 or 50 or 100 agents that pay X amount and then we meet, weekly. It's nothing like that. Everything is completely customized to each individual advisor that I consult with. But it's been very rewarding for me, very, again, as a professional educator and now as a professional travel advisor, to see that we really are elevating the professionalism in our industry. We're helping people by providing the appropriate tools and really helping them run their businesses efficiently and effectively and legally, quite frankly.
Yeah, that's so important, as we mentioned earlier. And if you're working with someone who has the experience and who's been through the process, it's going to save you a tremendous amount of time, and you're going to be up and running and making money much, much quicker. And with that, how would people get a hold of you to take advantage of your services, Michelle?
The easiest way is through my website, thesavvyadvisor.com. Or they can send me an email at Michelle, that's with one L, MICHELE, at thesavvyadvisor.com. And let me just throw in this little caveat, if you will. I did not want to fully invest in my business when I started. I was cheap. Thrifty, maybe thrifty, not cheap. I didn't want to pay for marketing. I didn't want to pay for a website. I didn't want to pay for anything outside of the box that was going to help me. I paid all the registration fees I needed to pay for, my Florida seller travel license, those basic things that I needed to run my business. In fact, I hate to say this, but I'm going to admit it. My email address was destinationsbydesign@icloud.com. And I was reading, I believe it was Sherry Funk. They're, I think, a CLIA inductee. Do you know the Funks, Barry?
I don't.
Okay, so I was they have a travel agency page on Facebook, travel agency best practices group, I believe. But anyway, I was reading her story, and she worked out of her when she started. She worked out of her home and then decided if she's going to run a business, she's got to act like it. And she's got to put her money into it. And she opened a storefront. She bought a fax machine, you know, back when fax machines were a thing. And part of her story resonated with me. I thought, oh my gosh, I need to spend the money, have my own website. I need to spend the money to have an email, a proper email address. And what I quickly learned is people will take you way more seriously if you run your business like it should be ran. So that's again, that's one reason I started the Savvy Advisor is I know that it requires more money, and when people are asking you money from all different directions, but for me, it streamlines the process enough. When you invest in your business, you're going to start making money a lot faster. And I know this to be true just because of the agents that I have on my team with Destinations by Design, my travel agency. With those agents that have come in and they work with me, they are bringing in revenue so much faster than me. And I have two agents that work with me. We truly are a boutique agency. But those women made 2 to 5 times as much as I made my first year because they didn't have to spend the time reinventing the wheel and learning the craft. They had me to say, look, this is what you do. This is how you do it. Now go do it. And they'll both tell you, oh my goodness, yes, it's been so much easier for them to get started. And it makes them more comfortable and confident knowing they have somebody to speak with when they have questions, when they're not sure, you know, how to work with a client, how to manage a portion of their business. And it feels less lonely. Most of us get in this business and we're on our own, but you don't have to be by yourself.
Right. And speaking about spending and saving money, and like you, it can be a little cheap, but you have to kind of look at it this way. When you start out a travel business, you're going to get inundated with offers to set up CRMs, which customer resource management software, websites, newsletters, just hundreds of things. And someone in your position who's been through that with all the experience, you can let people know how to s not spend their money on things that aren't going to pan out so well.
It's interesting that you bring that up because I recently talked to a potential client, and I always give a consultation, a complimentary consultation. And I was speaking with her, and she told me that she's brand new to the industry. And she says, you know, Michelle, I've already spent $5,000 to have my website built. And I'm like, whoa, 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 time out. You spent how much to have your website built? And okay, I get it. She wants to look professional. I get it. And I think that it's okay to hire someone to do your website. But I also think it's okay to say, I don't have to spend $5,000 right now. And there are certainly other resources to build a website. And I wish that she had come to me earlier because I would have talked to her about how to allocate her funds to be more efficient for starting her business. Things that are a little bit more, not that a website's not important, I believe it's very important to have your space on the web. But $5,000 worth when you're starting out, and her budget's not much more than $5,000, that just shocked me. That was more than eyebrow raising, Barry. I was just shocked. I couldn't believe that's where she was spending her money.
It's easy to do. It's easy to be
It's
persuaded
easy to get
into,
caught up.
exactly. You want to do the right thing. You want to be the best that you can be, and you can be taken advantage of.
I think so. And, for me, what I will tell most of my clients is let's start with the tools that are going to make your office run efficiently. And a website, quite frankly, is not going to make your office run efficiently. That doesn't mean you don't need one. That doesn't mean you don't need a beautiful landing page, to share with your clients and potential clients. It certainly does. The website gives you a professional presence on the web, and I think it makes people trust you a little bit more. A business with a website, oh, they must be legitimate. Whether they are or not is a different story, but it's a step towards legitimacy. But I am here to, tell this client and to your listeners that's probably not the ideal way to spend $5,000. If your budget to start your business is $5,000, th there are better ways to utilize those funds, those resources. Now, when we're big and selling, $1 million plus a year, and we want to devote that kind of money into our website, absolutely go for it. Make it beautiful and do everything that you want. But it's okay to say, it's okay to prioritize the different components that you need for your business, especially when starting out. I don't think any of us have unlimited funds in our bank accounts.
No.
Do you, Barry? Where are we
No.
going?
No. Yeah. No. Not unless I win the lottery. The chances of that are none to slim. Well, Michelle, this has
Well,
been great. A lot of great information. A lot of great information for the new person wanting to investigate or jump in the waters here in the travel advisor business. And it's a great business. It's a place where you can work and make people happy, which is a good thing. And I want to thank you for all of your advice and taking the time out to come here and talk to our listeners here at the Home Base Travel Agent Show. So thank you very much, Michelle.
Thank you again, Barry. It's been my pleasure. I love this industry. It's one of the happiest, most fulfilling jobs I've ever had outside of being a mom and a wife. But it's truly a gift, and I'm so grateful that I found this industry. I really found my calling. And I'm also thankful that you've invited me today. Thank you so much for allowing me to share my experiences.
Yeah, and you're very welcome. And one more time, if people want to get a hold of you, how would they do that? And I'll have this in my show notes too, but just how would they get a hold of you?
Sure. So if you want to get a hold of me to learn more about Destinations by Design, contact me at michelle@dbdtravel.net. If you want to get a hold of me for consulting, it's michelle@thesavvyadvisor.com.
Yeah, very good. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can do that at Barry, Barry, @hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, which are the initials of the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And we love to hear from you and comments, suggestions, whatever. Just it's fun. That interaction is fun. So I want to say goodbye to our listeners and say goodbye to Michelle. So we will stop it here, and we'll see you again next month for another edition of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Michelle. I want to thank you for joining us on the show, and hopefully you'll be back with us again. And I want to thank you listeners for listening to the show as well. And I really appreciate it. And we hope to see you back next month. And here in the United States, we're at the Memorial Day holiday weekend. And I want to wish you all a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. And all the best in the future as we move on to our next show. So, take care, everybody. Stay healthy, travel safe, and we'll see you next month.